Hi, this is Cliff Kelly, the host of America's Heroes Group. If you or a loved one has been injured in an accident or the result of malpractice, you have only one chance to get the compensation you deserve. You need a law firm you can trust with experience and resources who will fight on your behalf. With a proven track record of excellence both in and out of the courtroom, call Seidman, Margulis, and Fairman at 312-781-1977 for a free consultation, or visit SeidmanLaw.net. That's Seidman, S-E-I-D-M-A-N, Law.net.
Hi, we're the National Women Veterans United, the proud sponsors and partners of the Americans Hero Group.
Our mission is to ensure that women veterans are aware and have access to their VA benefits, resources, and entitlement. We monitor current or pending legislation that may impact VA eligibility and services.
We're located at 7907 South Racine in Chicago, Illinois.
And we provide a safe place for women to come relax. We have a meditation room. They can get food, clothing, housewares, whatever emergency services they may need.
We're the only Women Veterans Center in the state of Illinois. We are members of the Army, Navy, Marines, Air Force, Coast Guard, National Guard, and the Reserves.
Hey, Cliff, where can a veteran business owner go on the south side of Chicago for breakfast, lunch, and dinner meetings?
I'm a veteran, and that's an easy answer. Pearl's Place on 39th and Michigan. Pearl's Place has free parking available across the street. Reasonably priced, quality food that tastes delicious. Veteran owners, there's no place like Pearl's Place.
Hi, I'm Sister Soldier, proud partner of She Voices on America's Heroes Group. She serves, she matters, where your change becomes empowered. Also, watch me on the web at SheVetInspires.com or YouTube. Remember, I'm every woman because I am just like you.
The views expressed on our programs are not necessarily those of WVON, Midway Broadcasting Corporation, or our participating sponsors.
Live from the Xfinity Studios at WVON.
We're your original social media.
You're listening to American Heroes, hosted by Cliff Kelly on WVON AM 1690.
More beautiful, far heroes proved. In liberating strife, who more than self, their country loved.
Good afternoon. This is the Talk of Chicago, 1690 WVON. I'm Cliff Kelly on a fantastic day, not only because it's beautiful out, October 12th, but it is, many of you know, Dory Miller Day. Doris is real name, Dory Miller Day. All of you listening to this show, I'm sure know more about it, and we'll talk a little bit about it later. But right now, as all of you know, America's Heroes Group Radio Talk Show has transcended race, creed, and color through engaging, connecting, empowering, and transforming veterans, armed forces, and their family members by being the synergistic hub to veterans affairs, information, resources, and referrals. And, of course, we are proudly sponsored by Attorney Steve Seidman of Seidman, Margulis, and Fairman, LLP at 20 South Clark Street, First National Plaza, Suite 700, Chicago, Illinois, 60603. Toll-free number is 888-837-3275, office 312-781-1977. America's Heroes Group, She Serves, She Matters, partner and sponsor, National Women's Veterans United. They are at 8620 South Pulaski at the lower level, Chicago, Illinois, 60652. Office number 872-731-2150. Their website, www.nwvu.org. Great organization. Also, America's Heroes Group is proudly sponsored by Pearl's Place Down Home Southern Cooking, 3901 South Michigan Avenue, Chicago, Illinois, 877-275-5852. Good food there, trust me. We are so pleased to have in our studio because, you know, before I even introduce this wonderful lady, October is, of course, Breast Cancer Awareness Month. America's Heroes Group roundtables, of course, with partner Jesse Brown, VA, as you, most of you who listen to this know. And we are so pleased to have in our studio Dr. Char Baer, who is DNP, started her career at Jesse Brown, VA in 1993 as a student and is currently the clinical director of whole health systems at the Jesse Brown VA. She has a strong belief that holistic approach is the best way to help heal a person as it addresses mind, body, and spirit of the person. She has always implemented the approach in her clinical practice, and she completed her fellowship in integrative medicine in March of 2018. After that, she moved from her cardiology practice to whole health systems to be an integral part of the wave of redesigning healthcare delivery systems nationally. Doctor, thank you so much for being with us.
Mr. Kelly. It's such an honor to be here.
Yeah, absolutely. October, as you we ought to tell everybody, is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and that is one of the things that is important. America's Heroes Group Roundtable, with, of course, our partner, is Jesse Brown, VA, as you probably know.
Yes, sir.
So we are so pleased to have you here.
Thank you so much. It's such an honor.
Oh, listen, it's an honor to have you here. And what Jesse Brown does and all of the things that you are doing with your career, talk to us. This is important.
Yes, it is. It's I'm the clinical director of Whole Health, but what Whole Health is, that's what I want to explain.
Mm-hmm.
Our conventional medicine treats the body of the person, and we treat diseases, symptom management, but whole person is mind, body,
mm-hmm.
spirit, community, all those things, they make a person whole. And the whole health systems is the way to go to treat that whole person. So VA is on that journey. We are listening to the veterans. We are listening to the people. And VA is a champion in whole health.
Mm-hmm.
So what we are trying to do is take the approach from symptom management, episodic care, to a care on a continuum where a person builds relationship with a provider, is an equal participant in their own care, and they dictate what they want, what matters to them, in addition to what's the matter with them. So we are changing the conversation. We are changing the context. So when the patient comes to his doctor or her doctor, they are making a plan with their provider, with their health care team, by telling them what they really want to live for. Wow. We have become a disease management society. But what we really are, we really need to be a health system. We should live for healthy, and we should focus on well-being of a person. Because when you are well, you can do something. Life is worth living. So our conventional system is not doing that. We need to move more towards holistic care, where patient or person in collaboration with their healthcare team design their own healthcare plan.
You know, doctor, that sounds so sensible, but how many people even know about what you're saying? And even when they do find out, doctor, I'm sure, how many doctors are there like you who do this whole health care?
We are on the journey. And
okay, this is sort of new, isn't it?
It has been going on for quite some time now. Office of Patient-Centered Care has been working. But right now, Jesse Brown VA is, really going gung-ho with this approach. And before we go any further, I want people to know this hotline. Because without the person who's supposed to be in the seat, we can't go anywhere. We want our patient, our veterans to partner with us to go on this journey.
Great.
Right? So the whole health hotline number is 312-569-5395. Again, the number is 312-569-5395.
Okay. Now, who, Dr. Barra, who should call that number?
All veterans should call that one number, whether you're healthy or...
Wow.
Actually, it's best when you are feeling good to join Whole Health, because then you have started, you can make plans, you are thinking better, you can make decisions, and this will link you to Whole Health Coach. So let me explain a little bit about what Whole Health System is. It's not a department. It's not anything like that. The whole health systems is a model which is based on what patient wants. So patient is obviously has to be proactive actively involved in their care. We have like three arms to this model. One of them is called as pathways. So pathway is a knowledge, pathway. So it's giving them knowledge about how to take care of them. In this, they can actually partner with a whole health partner. They can partner with a whole health coach who can actually guide them. The whole health partners and the whole health coaches are non-clinical people. So they are non-clinical.
Non-clinical.
And they are going to educate the veterans about what whole health is. And the way you can enter is Intro to Whole Health. That course is a group course, and it's offered every first and third Wednesday of the month. So they can walk in.
First and third Wednesday, okay.
First and third Wednesday of the month. You can walk in. It's in the library, in the Veterans Library. Then we have another course that is a six-week course. It's Taking Charge of My Life and Health. So Whole Health is proactive, right? So we want to educate veterans how and give them skills and equip them so that they can figure out how to really take care of their life. So we have been telling all along how to take care of the medicine, take their medicines, how they should be walking, they should be eating better, but we really don't give the skills. So this system right now is giving them skills how to do these things that we need them to do or want them to do or the veteran themselves want to do. So they are going to guide what they can do, what they can't do, what they need help with. So once they are in a partnership with a coach, they can now, the coach can work with them and tell them, help them figure out what matters to them. Because one of the key things is how many times in life do we ever take time and ask ourselves, what really matters to me? Brings me joy?
Wow.
We are a society that is now on autopilot. We are always on the go. I don't know where we are going, but we are always on the go, right? We are always in a hurry.
Are you a psychiatrist, too?
No, I'm not.
Let me give a call-in number. This wonderful doctor is giving us some great information. Our call-in line is 312-374-8130 if you have a question for the doctor. We certainly appreciate your calling in. 312-374-8130. Please continue.
So those are the courses we have taking intro to whole health. Second is taking charge of my life and health. That is a 6-week long course. It's a group. Mm-hmm. And then we now have also started taking charge of my life for women alone. So women, if they want to do it, do their group setting, then they can do that way. Now, if they don't want a group setting because there are certain people who are private, then you can just call this hotline mm-hmm. and leave a message that I want to be with a whole health coach. And this whole health coach can then help them figure out what really matters to them, what their goals are in life, what they would really want to live for, and find their mission, aspiration, and purpose. One of the things that we have realized is, or VA is realizing, is that when we are on active duty, there's a mission and purpose. Sure. And when we come back, it's kind of harder to integrate into the society. Sure. So now if you sit down and pause and listen and say, hey, what really matters to me, and I want to live my life the way I want to, with the goal of what matters to me, then you are happier, right? For example, one of your goals may be, I want to spend more time with my life, with my family. Right? So what about family? So it's like, okay, I have not been able to go on outings with them. I'm not able to do certain things. I want to walk my daughter, down the aisle. Mm-hmm. I want to spend time with my grandchildren, but I don't have energy, right? So that's what matters to you. That's important. Now we build your goal, shared goal with your provider and your coach around that and help you achieve that goal.
We started off, Doctor, in the introduction, saying that October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. Think pink, as everybody's saying. You're talking about everything, though.
Whole health.
Yeah, yeah. This is, but that would include the same thing, right? I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Any problem you have, problem. I mean, diabetes, chronic diseases. Mm-hmm. I wanted to talk to that about that a little bit later after I explain the whole model.
Yeah, go right ahead.
Mm-hmm. So that would include that. You mm-hmm. get you set up a shared goal with your provider and go from there. So the next arm is well-being arm. So there is a well-being arm, which means whole health coaching also. But like, what exercises, what kind of food, what kind of things you want to do, you will set up that goal. And we have all those services at the VA. We can connect you with those, which could be yoga, tai chi, nutrition. We have a healthy kitchen. You know, every second Thursday of the month, you can walk into the, you know, third floor Damon Building kitchen, mm-hmm. and there's a chef, dietitian, who cooks and teaches you how to eat healthy. We have dietitians who teach you how to shop well, do things like that. And then the third arm is the clinical arm. So the conventional medicine doesn't go away. We are integrating the other modalities which can help you get better along with the traditional medicine. And that treatment arm that we call has also acupuncture, chiropractic care. So pain management is a crisis, right? We have narcotics, we have all these substance abuse addiction going on. And that's mostly because of pain and mental health problems. Mm-hmm. And these can be managed not just with medicines. Obviously, with the medicines, we have realized that there are there's not enough pain relief. Right. These modalities, chiropractic care, acupuncture, they can help pain. Mindful meditation can help pain. Healing touch can help pain. You know, there are so many other things that we really need to do, because often the pain is from emotional and mental issues. Wow. Acute pain you can manage. You know, you got surgery, you got cut. Sure. Mm-hmm. Medicines will help, right? Mm-hmm. Not that other modalities won't help. the complementary medicines. We don't call them alternative anymore. I want to make that clear because they don't replace the traditional medicine.
Let me say quickly, doctor, I'm not into pain. I'm not into pain at all. And that, the only reason I went through acupuncture here in Chicago was because years ago I was in China.
Yeah.
And I was sitting there at this doctor's office, and the gentleman, he was sticking pins into his face, and he was closer to him than I am to you now.
Yeah.
And the gentleman wasn't flinching. I said, hey, this must work.
So, yeah.
And so later on, some years later, I said, hey, you know, and I mentioned it to a doctor. He says, I know an acupuncturist, and it does work.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you let it work.
Yeah.
You have given us so much information. Please, now can anybody, Dr. Shabara, can anybody get this service that's a veteran?
Yes.
Okay.
Anybody who's a veteran. Okay. Can access these.
Okay. Now you got to give us the number again. This is just great.
So the number is 312-569-5395.
So any veteran can call that number, and what do you ask for when the person picks up?
So when you pick up, it's going mm-hmm. to connect you with Whole Health, mm-hmm. which is basically, you know, mm-hmm. Whole Health coaching pathway programs, whole intro to Whole Health, those classes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So they can get into that class, meet with the veteran, with the Whole Health partner, or the Whole Health coach. But you also, I want to tell you one more thing.
Sure.
That these classes, Intro to Whole Health, are also run by the facilitators who are veterans.
Great.
So you have the same people. They're
That's
talking
great.
The same language, right?
That's great.
There's understanding. So what happens is that when you build that trust and that relationship, now you are integrated into the system, and from one line you can get into the other. And then when you another thing is personal health inventory. They will help you fill in your personal health inventory. How many times did you get to write your own note in your chart?
Never.
Never.
Right.
Now.
They won't even let you read it.
You have a chance to write your own note. You're right. It's personal health inventory. Mm-hmm. Basically, it has questions like mm-hmm. what matters to you in life?
Mm-hmm.
What brings you joy?
Wow.
Then it asks you, where are you right now? Mm-hmm. Feeling physically, emotionally, mentally.
Doctor, we are out of time, but you are just great. I got to give this line again, the hotline, 312-569-5395. Thank you for coming in.
Thank you
great
so much.
Great information that I'm sure most people didn't even know existed.
Yes.
And thanks to you and America's Heroes Group. Now we know.
Thank you
appreciate
so much.
You.
I appreciate. And one more thing.
Okay, Veterans Town Hall, Tuesday 15th of October, 10 to 11:30. I'll read this when we come back, okay?
Thank you so much.
Okay, thank you so much, Doctor. Stay with us.
The Talk of Chicago, 1690 WVON.
Hi, this is Cliff Kelly, the host of America's Heroes Group. If you or a loved one has been injured in an accident or the result of malpractice, you have only one chance to get the compensation you deserve. You need a law firm you can trust with experience and resources who will fight on your behalf. With a proven track record of excellence both in and out of the courtroom, call Seidman, Margulis, and Fairman at 312-781-1977 for a free consultation, or visit SeidmanLaw.net. That's Seidman, S-E-I-D-M-A-N, Law.net.
Hi, we're the National Women Veterans United, the proud sponsors and partners of the America's Hero Group.
Our mission is to ensure that women veterans are aware and have access to their VA benefits, resources, and entitlements. We monitor current or pending legislation that may impact VA eligibility and services.
We're located at 7907 South Racine in Chicago, Illinois.
And we provide a safe place for women to come relax. We have a meditation room. They can get food, clothing, housewares, whatever emergency services they may need.
We're the only Women Veterans Center in the state of Illinois. We are members of the Army, Navy, Marines, Air Force, Coast Guard, National Guard, and the Reserves.
Hey, Cliff, where can a veteran business owner go on the south side of Chicago for breakfast, lunch, and dinner meetings?
I'm a veteran, and that's an easy answer. Pearl's Place on 39th and Michigan. Pearl's Place has free parking available across the street. Reasonably priced, quality food that tastes delicious. Veteran owners, there's no place like Pearl's Place.
Hi, I'm Sister Soldier, proud partner of She Voices on America's Heroes Group. She serves, she matters, where your change becomes empowered. Also, watch me on the web at SheVetInspires.com or YouTube. Remember, I'm every woman because I am just like you.
The WVON Family Care Expo is Saturday, October 26th at the Kroc Center, 1250 West 119th Street.
9 a.m. to 3 p.m.
See you there.
Good afternoon. This is the Talk of Chicago, 1690 WVON. I'm Cliff Kelly. This is, of course, America's Heroes Group. America's Heroes Group Roundtable Community Outreach. It is Dory Miller Day. Yes, it is, October 12th. And we are pleased to continue with great information relative to getting out this information to folks. As you know, our call-in line is 312-374-8130. Our next guest we are pleased to have right here in our studio. He is Gerard Moore, who is the Deputy District Director for Congressman Danny K. Davis of the 7th Congressional District. And he's also a candidate for public office. We're going to ask him about that, too. But this is a young man who I'm so happy to have met before, and we know that he is on top of things. And the discussion, first let me say hello to you. He's here in the studio. How are you? Great.
Thank you for having me.
Great. Good to see you.
Well.
Absolutely. The discussion is about millennials honoring our veterans and becoming more engaged and proactive in our communities. And this is a young man who certainly is attempting to do that. Well, he is doing it because, you know, he wouldn't be a deputy district director for one of our great public officials. We're talking about Congressman Danny K. Davis of the 7th District.
Yes.
And if you weren't doing the job, you wouldn't be there.
I wouldn't be there.
That's right. He'd make sure of that, wouldn't he?
Definitely.
Yeah, that's why we had the honor of meeting you before, because the Congressman was very supportive of America's Heroes Group. So tell us about the millennials honoring the veterans and becoming more engaged.
Well, over the last 12 years, I've worked as the Deputy District Director to Congressman Davis.
Mm-hmm.
And in that role, I dealt with the veterans population. So
sure.
We had veterans come in with a lot of different issues. That's why I appreciate you so much, and I appreciate your service and the sacrifice that you've made that we enjoy the freedoms that we enjoy today.
Thank you, sir.
I think millennials need to pay more attention to our veterans, not just the millennials, but I think everyone needs to pay more attention to our veterans. For a person to sacrifice their life for the whole country and you see them homeless on the Wacker Drive, I think that's a problem. And we have to do something about that. Definitely do.
I'm glad you're saying that because there's a lot of folks, Gerard, that you know, that because you're doing it because that's what you do
exactly
with the congressman's office. But a lot of people are even unaware of what you're saying.
Yeah, it's
those
sad.
Home, yeah.
It's sad. So for me, what I think we need to do, what I would suggest that more people get behind is putting more mental health, more funding into mental health. A lot of our veterans, they go away and they don't come back the same.
True.
And we need more wraparound services for veterans. I was having a conversation with someone last week, and a guy came into my office. He's suffering from drug addiction. And he was when he got out the service, he had a less than honorable discharge because of a drug addiction. Mm-hmm. When he went into the service, he didn't have a drug addiction. But after being in the service, mm-hmm. he got a drug addiction. Mm-hmm. So I'm one who would say mm-hmm. that is what I would call service-connected injury.
I agree.
And I don't think that should hinder them from receiving their benefits because they got a drug addiction if they got it due to the pressure,
right.
due to the environment mm-hmm. of being in the service.
And, you know, not only are you right, Mr. Moore, but I know people that are exactly in the situation you mentioned.
Mm-hmm.
They went in. They didn't have a drug situation, but, you know, the pressures and so forth, particularly if you're in combat and situations like that, there's a lot of things you'll do that you never thought,
So you served in Vietnam?
Yeah, right.
How was that experience?
Let's talk about something else. We want to talk about what you're being able to do to help these folks.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so, working with the congressman, I know, you know, he's very supportive of our group.
Mm-hmm.
And we appreciate that. And you are really out there as the district director for the congressman, just helping all kinds of not just people, but veterans. Yeah.
You mentioned that today was Dory Miller Day.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, so Sale Dunlap,
right.
Who's a veteran.
Yep.
I've been
good
very
guy.
Involved with Sale Dunlap when he was trying to get the stamp for Dory Miller.
Exactly.
And when I heard the story about Dory Miller, I was amazed. He was on this ship, African-American guy.
Right.
They wanted to keep him hid away,
mm-hmm.
and he ended up being a guy who saved all the whole ship.
Shooting down these planes
who
he hadn't been trained to do.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so yeah, Dory Miller. So.
Yeah. And, of course, the congressman and others, the Congressional Black Caucus, has been very still working on, as you know, Gerard, and trying to get him, he got all kind of medals, but he didn't get the Medal of Honor.
Right.
And he should have gotten that. So, you know,
they still working on
exactly.
it. They still
yeah,
working
Congressional
on
Black Caucus, along with the Congressman Davis and others.
Yes.
Are working on that. So I just think it's great what you're doing out there. So when you go out and do your job in the district and so forth, we should say this too, that you're going to be, you're running for state office.
Yes.
And as a state rep. What are the things that you see that are the most important?
As it relates to veterans?
Both.
Okay,
yeah.
Well, as
because
it relates
a lot of those folks you're talking to
yeah.
out there, many of them are going to become veterans who not. Some of them are, have been, but then they're. In fact, let me ask you that first, because you talk to a lot of young people.
Mm-hmm.
Melinda, how many folks, since we don't have a draft, how many people, Gerard, really want to go into the armed services?
I wouldn't say it's a lot
yeah.
of people that want to go into it because
so.
Of the negative connotation that
mm-hmm.
come with it.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it's important. It's a poem that I want to share with you that I sums up my opinion
sure.
about veterans. It's actually called The Veteran. Okay? It say, it is the veteran, not the preacher, who give us freedom of religion.
Mm.
It is the veteran, not the reporter, who give us the freedom of the press. It is the veteran, not the poet, who give us the freedom of speech. It is the veteran, not the campus organizer, that give us the freedom to assemble. It is the veteran, not the lawyer, who give us the right to fair trial. It is the veteran, not the politician, who give us the right to vote. It is the veteran who salutes the flag, who serves under the flag, whose coffin is draped by that flag. It is the veteran. So I think the veteran is the reason why we're here on air right now. You know, you name it, anything that happens in America, it's because of the veteran. It's because someone sacrificed their life so that we can enjoy whatever freedoms we seamlessly enjoy right now. So the veterans, we don't hold them to a high enough regard, in my opinion. We need to do more. We need more services for veterans. I really believe that. And I will continue to be an advocate yeah. for that, whether I'm elected to an office or
mm-hmm,
not.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to continue to be an advocate for veterans.
Who wrote that?
It's just a little poem that I live by when it comes to veterans, because I've been doing it for the last 12 years.
Yeah, I know.
Doing stuff around veterans. And
Well, that's great.
And they come in with, with, you never know what you get when they walk in the door. They may come in calm, and they may end a whole nother way, or they may come in wild, and they may end calm. But I've over the years, I gain a lot of patience for that population because I understand what they've been through and what they experienced. Mm-hmm. So I appreciate them.
I think that's wonderful. Our call-in number is 312-374-8130. We have a caller. Tommy, how are you?
Well, Cliff, as usual, it's always great to hear your voice.
Thank you, sir.
And, you know, Cliff, at the time I was just a kid, man, but if I had ever had any clue about Canadian sunset, man, where would I have been today, Cliff? Because this was the melodious sound that permeated throughout our communities when it was a such thing as a village. But, Cliff, the thing that strikes me as being the epitome of hypocrisy is the fact that black people do not recognize and understand truly who Dorian Miller is and what his contribution was. This was a black man who was treated, as most black servicemen, as being only a subservient servant. Mm-hmm. He was allocated to the kitchen crew, and black people was told that they were unintelligible and could not learn or master the art of combat, period. Gunnery, period. Mm-hmm. So when the infamous Day of Pearl Harbor takes place and he sees his comrades being blown to hell, this man, who would do anything that any other individual would do under that circumstance, because you know well, as you spoke to the gentleman and said, let's not talk about Vietnam, because you know, Cliff, that when the bullets start flying, there are two kind of people. There's those that duck and then those who shoot back. So this gentleman ran, got on the gun, and shot back. And it would take this country 50 years to give him his medal. But the sad thing about it is, when I say to you that black people don't know who this man is and what he really stands for, he once again stood for the very fact that black people were not only intelligent, but given the opportunity or take the opportunity, they would do or best what was served as a historical norm of what a black man could do. So what did they turn around and do, Cliff? They let this guy go for a few months on war bonds, and then they put him back on a ship out in the Pacific somewhere and sunk the hell out of him so black people would never even know who he was.
That's true.
It's the absolute epitome of hypocrisy that we are not stomping and raising hell at the simple fact that if a black serviceman goes into a combat situation, does and goes on and beyond the call of duty, you gave Purple Hearts to people who were sleeping dead. Mm. This man went out and fought, shot down planes, showed that black men could not only do this and did it with no training, and you still wouldn't let him do any. Oh, wait a minute, I forgot. They increased his rank, so now he was over the rest of the colors on the boat. Oh, I know I'm an angry black man. Goodbye, Cliff.
Tommy, you're great. You're great. Isn't he great?
Man, he's
Tommy's right on point, because that's exactly what happened. And it's a shame, because we're still fighting, of course, to get a Medal of Honor, because this man certainly deserved it. And, of course, Congressman Davis and Danny Davis and others, Congressional Black Caucus, they're still working on that. So hopefully that'll happen.
Because, I think it will.
Yeah, I think it will, too. Because, as Tommy mentioned, which a lot of people don't know, he requested to go back into service, didn't have to. And the ship he was on then got sunk, this is Dorian Miller Day, and Tommy, my goodness. can we say much more? 312-374-8130, and Tommy never lets us down, that's for sure. So what else do we need to know?
Well, as it relates to veterans, I would encourage more young people to get it. What I also do, mm-hmm. as it relates to veterans. Mm-hmm. We nominate 10 people every year to go into the academies.
Great.
So
military academy.
$450,000 yeah. scholarships.
And they're great.
They are great. So what happened, I went to Annapolis, Maryland, mm-hmm. to visit the Naval Academy. Mm-hmm. It wasn't a lot of people that looked like me.
No, I know it.
And so that's why I never understand why a lot of officers weren't black. Mm-hmm. But now I see that they got to go through the academy in order to become officers. So I make a conscious effort mm-hmm. every year to nominate more and more African-American men and women to get into the service academy. A lot of them don't even know about the service academies.
Did you see, I'm sure you did, Gerard, doing what you do, those six black women? They graduated
yes.
from West Point?
Yes. Oh, that was great.
Wasn't that great?
It was a beautiful
six black
scene
women
to see,
in yeah. the same, yeah, yeah. In the same class. And then the class before that, the leader was a black woman.
Wow.
Yeah, the class before, the head person was mm-hmm. That's education that is just great, as you point out.
So I think it's mm-hmm. important to educate more young people about the different academies mm-hmm. because that's mm-hmm. very important. Education is top flight.
Yeah.
It's equivalent to Harvard.
And you go out and you're finding people, and the congressman can recommend people to the military academy.
Yeah, so we have 90% of the people that we appoint mm-hmm. get the nomination.
Isn't that great?
90%. If they don't meet the qualifications initially, mm-hmm. they have prep schools in place for them. So that's a great thing to get more young people engaged and educate them about the academies. I think that's very important.
That's great. Glenda, you want to say something?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. I wanted to...
Our executive producer, Glenda Smith. Yeah.
He knows me quite well.
I know he does. I'm talking to the people listening.
Mr. Kelly, I want to salute our advisory board member, Congressman Danny Davis, mm-hmm. because he has been working diligently with America's Heroes Group from
sure
day
has.
One.
That's right.
No matter when I've gone over to the office, mm-hmm. if he's busy, he'll ask me to either call him back, make an appointment, or whatever to address whatever needs we're trying to find out in terms of veterans. Mm-hmm. Because he has a lot of homeless veterans in his area. Mm-hmm. And he is serious about trying to see how he can work in the community with America's Heroes Group to help reduce some of that. And so I want to publicly also thank Gerard, because every mm-hmm. time I've come over,
Austin.
Once again, yes. Gerard, you got jokes on the air, right?
Yeah, right.
Okay. Unannounced. That's what I'm trying to say. Unannounced. They make room for us, America's Heroes Group, because they understand the seriousness of the plight of veterans.
That's great.
So Gerard has been helping this group as well mm-hmm. in concert with Congressman Danny mm-hmm. Davis as his district director to mm-hmm. see how we can help to reduce this problem, especially on the west side, because it is heavily populated with homeless veterans.
Definitely. Mm-hmm.
So I bumped into Gerard not too long ago mm-hmm. and automatically said, Glenda, the holidays is coming up. What do you think we should do? What can we do? So I told him, let me think about it and let me get back with you, because we know they're going to need some socks, some blankets, some something. We got to do something. Mm-hmm. So I applaud him once again. As far as being as young as he is, but he thinks. He thinks.
Well, after that conversation, I was able to get 500 pairs of socks donated. And I will bring them to you, and you can donate them to the veterans over the holiday season.
Well, we can do it together.
Okay.
We could just go, and not only that, but we can get other supplies too, because
definitely.
It should. Yeah, but once again, Congressman Damon Davis' office steps up.
Mm-hmm.
Steps up completely. So. Yeah. Because, you know, Cliff, you and I know now, we've had people make commitments to this organization that has not kept them.
One thing about this is going to be interesting. I don't know how the congressman is going to be able to replace Gerard after he goes to the state legislature.
Well, I think there's a lot of young people around with great minds.
Sure.
The congressmen have done
a great
job.
But you get
my
point, though, don't you?
I get the point. I get the point. Yeah. I get the point. But there's a lot of work to do. Oh, yeah. There's a lot of work to do in Springfield. There's a lot of work to do
and
here.
And you're going
to
do well there.
Definitely.
I believe you will.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Cliff. And so I want to thank Sharita because she seriously, every last one of Miss Josie, Sharita, Crystal, they absolutely just stop what they're doing. They give me that look like, once again, you have come here unannounced. I'm sorry, but we're trying to find out some veteran information, and they automatically jump into. So I just, I love them. I love them because that office, his staff, Congressman Danny Davis, they care about veterans in the community. So thank you guys so much.
Thank you.
That's great. That's great. That's great.
Thank you. Thank you.
Again, our call-in number, 312-374-8130. This is why I just love this organization, obviously, to be a part of it, because we see veterans. And when you have people like the congressman and just saying it and doing it, being in Congress is a lot of work. So one of the major things there is who you appoint to certain positions. And with him appointing you in your position, you know, as a district, a deputy district director, has enabled, you know, that office to do a lot of things for veterans that otherwise just wouldn't happen.
Definitely. I've had cases, people who was waiting on benefits.
Sure.
People that served in the Vietnam War, black veterans.
Yep.
I helped them get $60,000, $70,000 in retroactive pay.
Yeah, great.
I had people come in that didn't have needed their RE code change because of they was addicted to a substance while they was in that. And the same fight that I'm telling you about right now, I say with Marilyn Haywood and different people down there at the VA. Mm-hmm. I let them know the importance of understanding that these people didn't have a drug addiction prior to going into the service, because you would have never let them in.
You know, there's one thing, I say this, and you would recognize, Gerard, the reason I say it. For the first time I've heard on the radio, just before 4th of July, I said, if you are going to be exploding fireworks, think of the children. They've always said that.
Mm-hmm.
But this time, for the first time, I heard him say, think of the children and the veterans.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a lot of folks don't know that. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, veterans have, I know a gentleman who hears a helicopter. He gets, I mean, you know, he's not going to go out and do anything, but it's still, there's still an impact, you know, and folks need to always think of that if they can. So that's why I think it's great that, you know, when the congressman has somebody like you to look after not only the veterans, but all of the things that you do. Do you have at this point anything that that really is going to be something you're going to push in the legislature?
Mental health.
Great.
Is number one on my list.
Mental health.
Mental health, because I believe most actions begin in the mind. I don't think no one is born evil. It's what's been put into you. I think we all born with an empty cup. And as we go through our life, different things is put in it, whether it's negative or positive, and that become the result of the individual. So we need to put more funding in mental health. I agree with the teachers wholeheartedly when they talk about these wraparound services for the schools, more counselors and social workers. I agree with them. I've been saying that years. We need more support for our teachers. My father was murdered when I was 11 years old, Cliff. 11 on Saturday, and on Monday I had to go to school.
Oh man!
I mean, I had to go to school. No counselors in place, no wraparound services in place to deal with that mental trauma. We need more resources.
Your dad was murdered.
Was murdered, yes, and we need more resources for that. I was fortunate.
Yeah,
I was able to make it through college, graduate, and work for Congressman Davis. Mm-hmm. Congressman Davis served as a counselor type. He came to my father's funeral, told me, listen, I got you. You can be something. And I believed them. I believed them. But so many young people don't have that.
Did they ever catch your dad's killer?
They called him and he back out. I actually had the opportunity to meet him. And I forgave him. Because what I didn't want to happen was that I lose my father and lose my life at the same time. Because to live with the fact of a person murdering your father and you see him and you haven't forgiven him in your heart, you got to live with that every day. You have to live with that. So I forgave him. And it felt better. It felt so much better. It was like weight off my shoulder, you know. So there's a lot of work to do, Cliff.
Boy, you a heck of a guy.
A lot of work. It was tough. My mother didn't really want me to do it because she didn't want to rehash the old wounds and all of that. But it was something that I had to do for me.
Do you have any relationship with this person now?
I haven't seen him. But if I see him, I wouldn't be mad at him. Because my thing is, he took my father's life. I couldn't give him my life too. And when you live with malice in your heart, your life is gone too.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
You're a brilliant young man, that's for sure. 312-374-8130. We are continuing with Gerard Moore, who's the Deputy District Director for Congressman Danny K. Davis, the 7th Congressional District. And he is also running for state rep in the 10th District. And when you hear what this gentleman says, you're going to know that he's going to do a great job in the legislature, because there's so much more that needs to be done. You know what you just said, I wasn't even thinking about the situation right now, Gerard, with the problem with the teachers union and so forth. You know what you were just bringing up, that's important.
It's very important. You got, it's impossible to teach a child of their mind somewhere
else. Yeah, absolutely.
We got to get them back. We got to get them where they need, let them know that they're in the classroom. You got to think about it. These children is experiencing the same trauma that people on the battlefield is experiencing.
That's true.
But not that they don't have the resources, though. We got to give them the resources. So I understand the teachers. They need the resources. You know, they suffering from what I like to call urban post-traumatic stress syndrome.
Urban post-traumatic stress syndrome.
Living in the city of Chicago, hearing the gunfire, witnessing your friends being murdered, witnessing your family members being murdered, and then tell me to go to school and read a book. My mind is somewhere else, right? I'm in survival mode. And we have to understand that that is what our children is dealing with. If we really want them to have a fair chance at the American dream, we have to provide them the necessary resources that they need.
Gerard Moore, thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you.
Thank you for what you continue to do, and you know we're going to be calling you again.
Thank you so much for your service, and thank you for being a, they call you the president or the governor of the talk show.
The governor of the talk show.
Thank
I don't
you.
Want to be the president. Thanks so much, Gerard.
Thank you, too.
You're great, sir.
All right.